agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. As scouts moved into southwest and southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma on the second day of the hard red winter wheat tour, yields dropped to 30.8 bushels to the acre, down from 37.1 BPA last year. Mark Hodges, executive director of Plains Grains, estimated extreme drought will limit Oklahoma's total wheat production to 66.5 million bushels, or an average yield of 18.5 bushels to the acre, compared to 105 million bushels a year ago. Uneven stands became increasingly common as scouts moved into southwestern Kansas. Scouts moving through far western and southern counties of Kansas reported a number of fields so low yielding that harvesting them might result in a net loss. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending April 24th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 7.9 next year, 8.1. Corn this year, 36.9. Next year, 0.5. Soybeans this year, minus 0.6. And next year, 2.9. Bunge Limited posted a first quarter loss as the company reported weaker revenue in its main agribusiness segment. Bunge reported a loss of $13 million compared with a year earlier profit of $180 million. Sales in the agribusiness segment, by far the company's largest business by revenue, fell 6.3%. The sugar and bioenergy business posted 24% lower sales. Edible oil product sales fell 16%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,593. It's up 12 and one-third points. The NASDAQ 41.18, up 3 3/4. And the S&P 500 is 1884, and it is up one-half of 1 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
This morning, frost and freezes were reported again across some of the High Plains region and hard red winter wheat country. The temperatures out that way were mostly running in the lower 30s, but a couple of locations, one in southwestern Nebraska, another one in the northernmost Texas panhandle, did get down into some upper 20s. A little bit of crop damage might have occurred, but nothing that would be permanent. For the most part, it was an insignificant event. As we go forward through the next couple of days, we'll see a turnaround in temperatures out there across some of the wheat country in the plains. We will expect to see another frosty morning tomorrow in Colorado and some immediate neighboring areas. But after that, it will be a warming trend that will be most noted, and it will continue to be dry across that area. Most of the hard red winter wheat areas will probably see temperatures rising into the middle 80s through the 90s as we get into the Sunday through Tuesday period. The warmest weather will be at that point. We will see a warming trend beginning tomorrow afternoon and on Saturday. In the U.S. Midwest, the temperatures this morning are still not too bad for this time of the year, 30s and 40s occurring across a fair amount of the region. But as we go through the afternoon today, there won't be much warming. That's mainly because of the upper-level low-pressure system that is still present across the region that's been dominating all of this week. The afternoon temperatures yesterday were held to the 40s and 50s in the western Corn Belt and weren't a great deal warmer in the eastern parts of the region. It looks like the forecast today will offer highs in the upper 40s and 50s again. We'll see most of those 40s occurring in Minnesota, the eastern Dakotas, northern Iowa, and a few spots in Michigan. We'll look for everybody else to see highs in the 50s with a few lower 60s near the Ohio River. And as we move on out into the day on Friday, we'll expect the temperatures to warm up just a little bit better. We'll have 50 and 60 degree temperatures in the northernmost parts of the Midwest, while 60s and some lower 70s occur in the south. And moving further into the coming weekend, we'll likely see the temperatures temperatures warm. Additionally, as a high pressure ridge builds into the plains and begins to shift to the east, this high pressure ridge will produce 70 and lower 80 degree high temperatures in the lower Midwest while suppressing precipitation across the region. Translating all that, it is going to be a very good environment for us to see some aggressive planting progress take place, and that will be true really every day from this point through a week from today, and we'll likely see the warmest weather evolving late in the weekend and through the work week next week with those 70 and 80 degree highs, and still no precipitation of much consequence occurring, resulting in the opportunity for aggressive field work and planting to occur. The Delta and the southeastern U.S. both will see similar conditions, generally dry and warm weather prevailing. The southern U.S. plains will see the hottest conditions. Some areas around the Childress, Texas area could get up over, or at least in the upper 90s to maybe near 100 degrees during the peak of the heat, which will occur late in the weekend and early next week. Well, this precipitation in the Midwest will be mostly confined in northern areas as we go forward through the coming week. There will be some showers occurring periodically there, especially today. And again, we'll see another cool front drop into the region as we go from Friday into Saturday. That front will system will produce only a scattering of light showers, not much more than a couple tenths of an inch of moisture, and it will be erratically distributed so that some field work will continue, and that will be true for the northern plains as well. And then as we move on out a little bit later in time, there will be a larger storm system impacting the upper Midwest and northern plains as we get to the middle part of next week. That will become the next larger system that will set back field work in a more significant manner. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Busey supports small businesses and entrepreneurs to bring vibrancy to the local economy. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 809 down 3/4. July, 811 and a half down 1. Soft May, 708 down 5. July, 719 down 2 and a half. May corn, 510 and 3/4, down 3 1/4. July, 515 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. December, at 505, down 4 1/4. May soybeans, 1508 and a quarter, down 22 1/2. July, 1491 and a quarter, down 21 1/2. And November, 1234 and 3/4, down 12. May soybean meal, 497.70 down 620. May soybean oil, 41.57 down 31. June live cattle, 137.85 up 65. May feeder cattle, 182.65 up 145. And May lean hogs are 117.50 and they're down 17 1/2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Moreton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning to you, Dave.
Boy, the soybeans stand out to the downside given the ratio of everything else. What's going on there?
Commercials are selling. They turned really sellers yesterday and kind of heaping it on this morning. I'm watching, too, Dave, that this meal market's down quite a bit. And yesterday the bean oil took a hard hit, but the meal's taking it on the chin. Keep in mind that a lot of the world is vacationing today for May Day, so that without support from either Asia or Europe, we may have a tough go of it.
So where are these soybeans going that the commercials are selling?
You've got a lot of support coming in on the July beans in this 1460, 1470 range, but that's still 20 to 30 cents under this market this morning. You know, the market's been pretty overbought for several days on the bean side, and kind of a knock in the pants here will remove that stigma.
Corn down just a little bit, but I wouldn't think very much to write home around about, and old crop sales exports were good again.
Yeah, they were pretty good. I think the trade will look at them as neutral to maybe a hair friendly there. What I noticed is we got down to the 20-day moving averages and bounced off those. I mean, we took them out, but we bounced back. And I thought the corn market yesterday acted really pretty decent. We looked like we were going to be on the skids into the end of the day and came back. So I don't see the amount of commercial pressure in the corn that I do see on the beans.
And the wheat market, the takeaway there, maybe that pretty much everything's been priced in of how bad the wheat is.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about how bad the wheat was, and I think that it is pretty bad, in, particularly in the western part of Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas. And again, Drew talked about frost in some of that hard red winter wheat area today again. But the market, I think, at this 725 area July has priced that kind of thing in.
Turn your attention to livestock. What are you seeing there today?
Dave, you know, I was really disappointed from a weekly, monthly standpoint where the hog market's been. We were down about $6 for the month. We're just jumping around there. Packers are losing money. It's going to be difficult to maintain much of a rally here in the hogs for a short term. On the cattle side, I think we're going to try to be bouncy. I don't know that we're in a completely bull mood, but certainly the lower corn prices have offered awfully good support to the feeder cattle. Our next area of resistance on the August feeders is up over 190.
Okay. Thank you, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She's in Moreton, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.